With 3 out of 3 days of perfect weather, the Virgil Stampede had another banner year of attendance for its annual major fundraising event. However, larger crowds can cause problems, and despite ramped-up security with both a police presence and a top-notch security company patrolling the grounds, there were some disturbing incidents Monday afternoon and early evening as people surged into the park to enjoy the final day of activities, and the fireworks at dusk. As organizers stressed, the security worked, and potential troublemakers were shown out of the park, or not allowed in if they caused trouble at the bag search carried out at the gate. The Virgil Business Association followed all the security advice of the police and security experts, says Richard Wall, president of the VBA, with several meetings which included the Lord Mayor, town and fire department staff, leading up to the weekend to discuss ways to provide the kind of security needed for events in 2024. The VBA, which has been putting on the event for more than 50 years, presented their plan and followed it. There was much discussion of what may or may not have happened on the grounds, including on social media, and there were people who were frightened by what they may have seen or heard. It's natural to be upset, says VBA member Phil Laboudets, who was on the grounds at the food concessions all 3 days. But our security did their job. They kept everyone safe. The Niagara Regional Police reported 2 incidents, one involving a fight between a group of women, which led to one woman arrested and charged, and the other involving a gun, which the police described as a replica that resembled a Glock model handgun. The magazine that was used for the weapon carried BB ammunition. At about 4:30 p.m., police say, officers were called to the 4 Mile Creek Road entrance to the Virgil Sports Park in response to an armed person call. A man entering a check-in table had his bag searched by security, and a firearm was found. Security attempted to remove the firearm from the male, which initiated a struggle. Security was successful in gaining possession of the firearm, however, the male ran to a nearby complex. Officers arrived and placed the male under arrest, the police report said. An 18-year-old from St. Catharines was arrested and charged with failing to comply with a release order, which typically means that person has been charged with a criminal offense and released from custody with conditions that were not being followed. The other incident that police handled Monday was in response to a disturbance call at about 6:40 p.m., when a woman was swearing, yelling, and making threatening comments to security at an entrance to the event in the presence of other guests waiting in line, with many families in the area. She was told to leave the area, but continued to yell and cause a disturbance, the police said. She was arrested and charged with causing a disturbance, and released with a future court date. The gun, Laboudet says, looked convincingly like a Glock. It was immediately confiscated by security, and the police took him away. I consider that a testament to security for finding it and preventing anything from happening, and providing a safe environment for people. It's not about what happened, but what didn't happen, says Laboudet. There were a number of teenagers, more teens than families, on the grounds by Monday afternoon, he continued, and some were there looking for trouble. Instead, they ended up frustrated, because they couldn't do what they came to do. They were trying to fight, but security was right behind them, breaking them up and making sure there was no trouble. They never had that opportunity. He includes the incident at the Creek Road gate, where the team was stopped and denied access. The level of security we were able to provide outmatched anyone looking for trouble. I'm proud of the security plan, people tried, but nothing happened. The decision to institute a lockdown, which lasted about 30 minutes, he adds, is typical of what is done to ensure everyone is kept safe. They move quickly to do it as schools, as a precaution. They do it to keep everyone safe. And we kept them safe. The irony, Laboudet says, is we charged admission on Sunday, which they haven't in previous years, and we charged kids over 10. The extra revenue will go to offset the increased cost of security for the weekend. Hopefully, word about the increased security will get around, and those looking for trouble will avoid the stampede next year. It's too early to say if the total revenue or the size of crowds were up over last year. But both Laboudet and Wall agree the 2024 Stampede was right up there, and was a fundraising success as well as a great weekend for those who attended to have fun. Now, says Wall, the VBA can talk about where the revenue will be directed to support the community. An enclosed pavilion where the kids' tent is during the stampede will definitely be part of the discussion, he says. Organizers will also get together with representatives of the security company, who will have a written report to go over, and they can talk about what happened, and what more can be done, or done differently in the future. I don't know what we can do, says Wall. If we cut off admissions earlier to limit the crowd, we also stop families from coming in to watch the fireworks. But we will certainly be talking about it. Meanwhile, the stampede was 3 days of sunshine, and thanks to more than 300 volunteers, had sensational entertainment, great food, lots of rides, and spectacular fireworks, providing the great family event it is intended to be, says Wall. And the one thing I know did happen again this year, as always, there were lots of young kids on the grounds with their families, faces painted, fries in hand, ketchup around their mouths, and they were smiling. That's what makes it all worth it.